Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, before you know it, Big Ten basketball will be here. It's on the horizon. They recently just had their Big Ten basketball media days. And joining us now, courtesy of the John Chuchikoi Banker Hotline, is Fox 9 sports anchor Ahmad Hicks, who joins us here to talk about what took place at Big Ten media day. First off, Ahmad, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I will see you later this week because if people did not know, me and Ahmad Hicks do a video podcast on Fox 9. That I think that people should be paying attention to. I mean, he does a phenomenal job of, I mean, we both kind of lead into it from one week to the next, but it's been fun, man. We chop it up about some good topics each and every week.
Yeah, I enjoy it. You know, it's a chance for us to not only talk about Minnesota sports, but everything going on in the sporting world and dive a little deeper than, you know, what we are allowed to do in TV. You know, we get to go a little bit longer.
Absolutely. All right, so you were recently at Big Ten Media Day. Where was Big Ten Media Day this year?
It was in Rosemont, Illinois.
Oh, okay. It was in Rosemont. What was that like?
It was good. I mean, it's quiet, you know, right next to the airport. So plenty of restaurants, plenty of bars to attend. So, you know, there was no shortage of food options for us.
I bet, man. Well, the Big Ten is, in my opinion, if not the best basketball conference in the country, it's top two. I know that from one year to the next, the Big 12 will jump up. ACC, no more. SEC, sometimes. But the Big Ten is relatively is a dominant conference each and every year. Was the theme or maybe kind of the atmosphere surrounding the Big Ten this year, was that the conference is going to be yet again very strong?
Yeah, I mean, with the addition of those teams last year, you're talking about an 18-team deep conference. And so everyone knows that depth is going to be important, you know, especially if you want to withstand the rigorous schedule that they all have to face and then, you know, have to get into the Big Ten tournament at the end of the year. There's no more automatic bids. So it's competitive from the opening jump.
No question about it. And what was kind of the atmosphere surrounding Gopher basketball? We've got a brand new head coach in Nico Medved. There's a lot of new players. What was kind of the conversation and maybe the feel of it for the Gopher players?
I feel things just a little slept on. I mean, when you talk about 11 new players to a program and whatnot, like these guys, everyone has a lot of questions about what this team is going to be. So Nico Medved didn't have a ton of people surrounding his booth or, you know, asking him a ton of questions, but the questions were the same. Who should we expect to see this year? Like, what are some of the standout names and things like that? And so, you know, everyone's just trying to get familiar with this team because there are so many uncertain, you know, things surrounding them, whether who's going to play, who's going to be the lead scorer, like who's the starting five. Like, it's so much going on around this team. So it's kind of an opportunity for him to go out there and just show fans a brand new style of Gopher basketball.
Yeah, we're talking to Fox 9 sports anchor Ahmad Hicks here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830. WCCO. Did he give any perspective or insight on what style or brand of basketball that Gopher fans might in particular see?
Yeah, they actually did talk on that a lot. Movement, movement, movement. They want these guys to move, cut without the basketball. No more ISO, no more just depending on pick and roll and whatnot. So you want, he wants them to move, he wants them to cut, he wants them to rebound, and he wants them to be relentless defenders. He said everything starts defensively. He said they can apply pressure full court. They can, you know, shut down their man one-on-one. It leads to transition points. It leads to, you know, fast breaks and everybody else getting in the scoring column. So they said they want to move, and I think that's the one thing that I noticed in a social media video last week. Like, these guys are moving without the basketball, and I think that's instrumental for their success.
Outside of the coach, which player do you think could be the face of the team this season? I know that the last couple of years, we looked to Dawson Garcia. He has graduated. Mm-hmm. He has moved on. Is there any one player that maybe at media days or just in general has kind of stood out?
So I think they want Isaac Asamoah to be one of those superstars of the team in the future. I know Nico Medved told me when I spoke with him earlier this summer that he was one of the most important and first things he did once he got here to Minnesota was to retain the likes of Isaac Asamoah. They think the world of this kid. He's a Minnesota guy. But another name that I kept hearing was Chauncey Willis Jr. I heard that he's going to be one of those players that everyone's talking about that's a scorer, Kay Tyson as well. And then Jalen Crocker Johnson. He's the guy that came over from Colorado State. You know, he played under Nico Medved, got to the tournament last year, had some success with him. So those are three or four of the names that everyone's talking about. And then I think Chance Stevens is one name that Jalen Crocker Johnson kept bringing up. So those are the four or five people that I was told about in detail last week.
All right. So Ahmad, do you know where the Gophers ranked in terms of like in the polling of from top to bottom, mm-hmm. who was going to be where in the Big Ten? Do you know where the Gophers fell?
16, yes. And I asked Ooh. Nico about that. Ooh. And he said that, you know, he said he had a lighthearted approach. He said, look, we're picked 16, and yet that's still not the bottom of the Big Ten. He said, that just shows you how deep this conference is. He said, look, every game's going to be a war. He was like, so you have a chance to go out there, you know, prove your opportunity. He said, but all his years of coaching, none of the preseason polls have reflected the postseason polls. So he said, it's up to them to you know, change that decision or outcome, should I say.
Well, everybody's going to be looking to the Big Ten because the one of the polls that came out yesterday was the first, like, top 25, and Purdue is the number one team in the land.
Yeah, not surprised by that. You know, they have some ballers on their team. They're consistently good every year. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think they have one of the best basketball players in the conference this year. And then you talk about, like, Matt Painter, what he's been able to do with this team each and every year. So I think Braden Smith is going to lead that team. He's a versatile scorer. You know, he's someone who can create his own shot. He doesn't depend on others. And so I think, you know, that ranking is probably well-deserved. You talked about the Big Ten. They're one of the teams that show up each and every year.
You know, one of the things that I love about Purdue is that, you know, to be honest with you, you know, Ahmad, Purdue was one of those programs – that they, every single year, they're going to return a solid junior and a solid senior. It's never going to be like a Fab Five situation where it's just going to be freshmen. It's never going to be where they're just going to need one rising sophomore. They typically will have a couple of juniors and at least one senior that's going to hopefully try to get the job done.
Yeah, and as I'm looking at their roster right now, I mean, shoot, they're, let's see, one senior, two, three, four,
See?
Five, six, seven, eight. Yeah, they got eight seniors. Eight seniors and juniors. So, that, I mean, that's the name of this game in the transfer portal. Like, you want guys to stick around the program, and programs like Purdue, they're not really known for one-and-done players or those flashy-type guys that are going to the league, so they're able to retain their talent. And, you know, the longer you play together, the better success you're going to have.
Yeah. All right, Ahmad, before I get you out of here, man, you be all over the football coverage, man. I see you be all over. So I'm going to ask you about a couple of different things. One, Gopher football related, and then the other is Minnesota Vikings related as we come out of the bye week. Let's start with the Gophers. Okay. I did watch the Gophers over the weekend taking on Purdue. I'm glad that they were able to get the victory, but I was biting my nails for quite a few moments over the course of that game on Saturday night. What did you make of their victory over Purdue?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I mean, nothing. That's the game that they should be winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Everyone's like, man, that was a close win. That was a good win. I'm like, you're talking about a now 2-4 football team, like a team that was terrible last year. They're in their first season under Barry Odom and whatnot. So it's like, these are games you're supposed to win, and they honestly shouldn't be close, but yet they are close. And I think that's just kind of the story surrounding PJ Fleck and his program and what he's done here at the University of Minnesota. He's averaging 7 wins a season. He's 35-37 in conference. And the worst thing of all, he's 3-18 in ranked opponents. Like, that is horrible to be making $6 million a year. Now, I'm not advocating for him to be fired or anything like that, because who do you bring in after that? But I just think that the bar is so low for success here for Minnesota football. And I think they need to demand more from this program. And 7 wins shouldn't be enough. Like, a meaningless bowl game shouldn't be enough for this fan base. And a win versus Purdue shouldn't mean anything. The games you should be looking at is versus ranked opponents, like where you got beat 42-3 versus Ohio State. Now you got number 25 Nebraska coming to town. Can you beat them? You know what I'm saying? So I don't think the win last week meant anything. You need to go beat good teams.
Yep, I'm totally with you on that. And now I do got one Vikings question. Let's say that Carson Wentz, 100% healthy, J.J. McCarthy, 100% healthy. Who would you start?
You got to go with J.J. McCarthy, man, because look, this is my thing. If you don't play this man and see what you have in him, we're going to have the same storyline surrounding this team each and every season. You got to throw him out there for the next 4 to 5 weeks if he's healthy. And if he does well, good. You know you have your future. If he does bad and he stinks it up, then you go with Carson Wentz. But you know what the problem is? Who's your quarterback next year? Max Brosmer? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you got to figure out what you have in J.J. McCarthy now rather than later.
Good stuff as always, my man. Fox 9 sports anchor Ahmad Hicks joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll talk to you later this week, my man, at Fox 9.
I appreciate it. I'll see you later.
All right, take care. That's Ahmad Hicks joining us here on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.